Frequent contributor to the show, Damon Bungard, shares his experience with caribou in Alaska. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I think a 7 or 8 part article I wrote on a do-it-yourself caribou hunt, and I was with my father, and we flew to Anchorage, rented a car, and drove 20 hours plus 400 miles of dirt up into the Brooks Range. Then we got on Super Cubs, and were flown in and dropped up in the Brooks Range. Just the two of us, no guides, no nothing, just fly, you scout. You'll find the caribou from the air, and you'll see where the herds are kind of moving, and then they'll kind of drop you down a day out from where they think they're going to be. Because caribou are amazing animals. They don't basically have a home territory or a range in the sense of most other North American big game. They're born and essentially walk until they die. They just are constantly in a state of migration. So they have summer ranges and winter ranges, but they vary all the time. They're just wandering, covering 20 miles a day kind of thing. So we put us down, and next morning we woke up and started hunting, and there was caribou coming through, and it was an amazing hunt. We shot 3 bulls on the ground the first day, and then I proceeded to spend the next 2 days packing those all back to our camp, bird getting them hung.
Damon, who rarely shoots anything he doesn't eat, says caribou is outrageously delicious. I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.